Some strong thunderstorms occurred across portions of the Midwest yesterday. In parts of Missouri, where 1 to 4 inches of rain was being suggested in the Doppler radar imagery. And thunderstorms this morning continue to rumble out of Missouri into portions of Illinois. And overnight, we also saw some rain occur across portions of Nebraska and Kansas as well. And that event is going to catch up with the previous area of rainfall. And the two will merge together for another rainy day today across the western and central portions of the Corn Belt. As we go through the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, the precipitation event will shift more into the easternmost parts of the region, and today should be a relatively good day for harvest activity in areas like Ohio, Indiana, and parts of Kentucky, where there won't be much precipitation until rather late in the day, more likely overnight tonight into tomorrow. We do expect to see additional precipitation occurring in the easternmost sections of the Midwest through a fair amount of the day tomorrow, but we will likely see all of the precipitation come to an end with the exception of the Great Lakes region on Saturday. The Great Lakes region will see some instability showers Saturday, Sunday, and maybe even on Monday. And there may be a few showers that will work their way through the lower eastern Midwest again as we go through the day Monday as well. That precipitation on Monday will run anywhere from just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 3 or 4 tenths of an inch, whereas today's and tomorrow's rainfall will be notably greater, with a number of locations picking up on 0.5 to 1.5 inches and some local totals getting well over 2 inches in a few locations. A few of the storms today will produce some locally heavy rain and some isolated pockets of flooding possibly. There may also be some pockets of hail reported as well, but we don't expect a widespread severe weather outbreak. The cooler air that's going to come into the Midwest after this rain event will be rather significant. In fact, potent is the better word. We'll expect most of the Dakotas and Montana down into western Nebraska to see freezes tomorrow morning, and then as we go into Saturday morning, the freezes will occur through the eastern Dakotas and portions of Minnesota, southward into much of Nebraska, northern and northwestern Kansas, and northeastern Colorado. Maybe a portion of western Iowa will also see freezing temperatures on Saturday morning. The coldest temperatures will be in the lower 20s across a part of North Dakota and maybe a few spots in northern portions of South Dakota. Otherwise, upper 20s and lower 30s will occur in the remainder of these described areas. We'll expect the frost and freeze conditions to shift a little further to the east on Sunday, but the air mass will be moderating considerably by then. We don't expect to see any notable damage coming from the cold that occurs that morning. There is potential for some of those more immature crops in the Dakotas and Minnesota and areas nearby to experience some damage from this cold coming up, but the majority of the crop is in much better shape to handle such conditions relative to the cold event that occurred earlier last month. So we do expect to see a little bit of change in quality in some of those immature crop areas, but for the most part, it shouldn't be a big negative impact for the majority of the Midwest. And temperatures are going to be rebounding a little bit as we move towards the first part of next week. It looks like there will be perhaps another opportunity for rain coming into the heart of the Midwest during the middle to latter part of next week, but confidence in that system is not very high. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.